My name is Rod Nelson. My poem is Witness. Smooth black metal. Shiny black metal. Cold black metal. Just stroke that sweet 16-inch barrel. Get your man card issued. Earn your Call of Duty badge of honor. Be a guitar hero for a day. This ain't your grandpa's double barrel or your old man's 30-odd-6, but a real-life bona fide war machine. The Nazis' Sturmgewehr. Easily ejaculating 60 shots in a minute. Loaded with hollow points, packing a punch like an AK-47. And with green optic sights, no need to be a marksman to hit 9-year-olds pretending sleep under their seat, tearing ragged holes in little bodies. Do not look away. Do not cancel those screams. Do not muffle those last whimpers. They need a witness. That smooth barrel, those green optic sights, those hollow points. Now I lay me down to sleep, not ever to open my eyes, not even a peep. Give me a witness. And Jesus said, if you know the good to do and do not do it, it is a sin. And it's not the first purpose of any tribe, any society, any nation to protect its young. We need a witness. A witness to LaPierre's non sequitur. Only good guys with guns can stop a bad guy with a gun. 37 in Uvalde couldn't stop one with a gun. But hey, Wayne's cold mill a year, buy a lot of beer. I said, we need a witness. Those 60 hollow points. Those unidentifiable child corpses with little arms and little legs. Who will be a witness? Not Mr. Carlson, who says, those folks up in Buffalo are fixing to replace you, son. Then protests he weren't the trigger man. But that little fucker Tucker drove the boy to the top friendly with his AR-15 and his Second Amendment. Never mind. Tucker's 35 mil a year by more than just beer, like 7 yachts and 11 cars. And if you know the good to do and do not do it, yet senators bloated with thoughts and prayers count NRA dollars, cash gun industry checks, 70 bill a year, and what's right and what's wrong become a lot less clear. And work up watery eyes for the camera, talking of dark hearts and mental illness. But 50 senators don't pass legislation. Is not the first purpose of any society, any nation, to protect its young? We need a witness. But over at that steel-plated cultural bathysphere that used to be the Supreme Court, charged with protecting the people's rights, the people's unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, Clarence and Samuel say it's okay for lunatics to pack heat in the street. Just not in their courtroom, and shake their secret Yale handshake, imagining themselves philosopher kings in their Federalist Society Hall of Mirrors. But Plato's ghost is aghast. More like Bosch's bucktooth ship of fools on voyage to medieval religious rule. Where are the words well regulated in their strict construction? Where is Wyatt Earp's gunless Dodge City in their historical perspective? And where are the children's unalienable rights to life and liberty in their pontifications? Did those children not have a heartbeat, a smile, a giggle? Did they not feel the wind on their faces? Were they not loved? Give me a witness. Crawl into those little caskets. Comfort those tiny torn bodies. See those small faces. Listen to those screams. Hear those final whimpers, those last gasps for life. Stand up. Show me a witness. I said, stand up, give them a witness.